Welcome to the Klamath Tribes Podcast. I'm Ken Smith, and joining me today is the big guy, the master of ceremonies for the Restoration Powwow. Coming up next week, Henry Rondo.
What it do, though, everyone up there that's listening live?
Yeah. Hey, Henry, how long have you been doing this? This is how many years in a row?
For us, I think I've been doing this about 4 or 5 years now. Give or take, helping out behind the scenes and acting like I know what I'm doing behind a microphone. Yeah.
And you're also involved in the drums too, right?
Yep.
So it's a busy weekend for you. 3 days of nonstop talking in the heat and the drums.
Yep.
It's an endurance test.
Yeah. So definitely a different kind of endurance, but yeah, definitely a lot of endurance, especially in my predicament right now.
Yeah. Well, you like to talk, obviously, because you talk through the whole thing.
Yeah.
Do you ever find a point where you're like, I don't have anything to say?
I would say most of the time, usually it is but you know, we just got to roll with the punches and just wing it as best we can and just roll with it, and somehow miraculously works.
So it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, like it is every year. Friday night kicking off things at what time?
Grand Entry will start at 7 o'clock.
Right. And then Saturday at noon, Grand Entry, or 1 p.m.?
1 p.m. Saturday.
And Sunday?
Noon. We're going to try and push for noontime Sunday so that we could get all of our fellow powwow goers that are traveling long distance a little home early with some still sunlight.
This year we have a special drum group coming out from Indian Hill?
Yep. We got our drum group, World Class singing champions in Indian Hill, all the way from Barstow, California. Well, they've come by way of many other places, Canada, North Dakota, New Mexico, Arizona. But that's kind of like where they originally rooted from, was Barstow.
How far away is that?
It's about Southern Cali, maybe a good little 12, 13-hour drive.
Oh, they're really coming a long ways.
Yeah.
You've been trying to get them for a while, right? You said that?
I was going to try and get them last year, but they already had their schedule already pre-booked out, and so... You know, luckily, by the grace of our almighty creator, that we were able to get him this year, and definitely very grateful for him to come on up and take that responsibility on to be our host drum this year.
There's a bunch of drums. How many this year?
It's all going to vary, really, because we actually have a couple other celebrations going on the same weekend. There's got Muckleshoot, Sco Pops, and Santa Rosa Days. But it all varies, but usually we all have a lot of our local family drum groups and everything, so... Depending on how everything goes, we can average from 6 groups to maybe 10. The very first year that I ever put my name on the flyer, we had like 15, 16 drums, and we had one drum come all the way from Oklahoma. So it all just varies. But yeah, definitely always excited, because usually we have a couple that come from out of town, but mainly a lot of local family drums.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
How many?
Give or take at least like good 5 or 6 of them.
I didn't know there was that many in the area.
Yeah. A lot of them, they tend to set up whenever they can, but a lot of them always work or are always on the go, or sometimes depending on the situation, if they're in mourning or something, then they just take a little break for a while. Yeah.
So let's run down some of the events as we go through the days. I'll let you do that.
Yeah, so kicking off our restoration weekend, we're going to start off, I think about 9 o'clock in the morning, down at the old... behind the Chiliquin Elementary at the little green yard garden or whatever they call that now. We're going to kick it off with our fun run walk with Tribal Health. If I believe that's going to sign up start at 9. The run will start at like 11:15-ish. They'll take their big old picture and we'll get everything started from there. And then we'll have after we get done with the run and the walk, I think they'll have like a meal around like noontime. Check it out. We got a lot of awesome departments from Tribal Health and admin that are going to be there giving out a lot of awesome swag during our health row event as well.
And that's at the big gym?
Nope, that's going to be at the elementary, at the little green schoolyard.
Oh, okay, outside.
Yeah, it's going to all be outside. Right now, pending weather, I haven't got to check the weather. They may, if it gets super cold or starts getting rainy, they may move it to the big gym or the high school or inside. But it'll be very, so make sure everyone, you tune in and stay tuned with the Klamath Tribal Health Facebook page, and I believe the our official Klamath Tribes page, and I think with Taylor Tupper and everyone else as well, and a lot of our tribal health workers that let everyone know when the time comes if the weather is going to change anything. But as of right now, it's all going to be outside. Yeah, and so from there, as soon as we get done, everything will end about 2:30, 3 o'clock, tear down and everything, and then we'll just converse on big old break of time to be able to get yourself ready or do what you got to do and get your stuff up. And so the powwow will start Friday night, 7 p.m. We're going to be having part of our agenda is a listen out there to all of you dancers that are coming. We're going to be exhibitioning everyone Friday nights. I'm just getting you guys word out right there. So that way it'll give our travelers that are still traveling to Karpowda some time to be able to make sure they make it safely and not have to rush themselves. Because sometimes 97 is, you know, one of the worst highways here in Oregon. So we want to make sure all of our travelers get here safely, even if it's from Klamath, because a lot of those corners are crazy. And so, yeah, so on and so forth. We'll go on with our – we have a lot of our outgoing royalty specials going on Friday night, so that way we could get those taken care of, because we want to make sure to have our powwow goers, our dancers, and everyone be able to contest when they can, because they come to dance to help themselves out and get everything taken care of, because a lot of them come to showcase their dance style, so we want to give them that time to be able to showcase their dance style. And then Saturday morning – and all you camp goers, I'll let you know now, we're going to be having breakfast Saturday morning and Sunday morning. I know I did a live video about it a couple days ago, but I know a lot of people listen to the podcast and whatnot. So, yeah, we'll let them know. You know, we have dry campings, and a lot of our campers, we're going to have breakfast Saturday and Sunday morning.
Are the breakfast free?
Yep, breakfast is all nice. Free. FREE.99. Yeah. Yeah, so we'll get some breakfast going on there. Our parade will be taking place about 10 o'clock, line up about 9. We'll get that going. And
through Chiloquin.
Yeah, that'll start at the elementary, I believe is what it said on our flyer. So we'll start at Chiloquin Elementary and go all the way down 2nd Avenue, Park Avenue, and down to Main Street, finish off there. And once we finish from there, we'll head over back to the powwow grounds, and Greenwich will be at 1 o'clock, and just go on and so much and so forth. We'll have a little dinner break. I believe our committee is going ahead and going to be doing our meal this year. So we'll have a couple people helping out with that. Because I guess the trucks were a little bit of a hassle. But, you know, shout out to all the trucks the last couple years. They've been trying to do their best. It's a lot of people to feed. I got at least like 500-600 people that come and stay during our dinner break. But it'll be good. And then, yeah, at 7 o'clock, we'll start back up, get everything going. We've got a lot of awesome specials. Getting ready to commence. We got our Lynn Sconch Memorial Men's Traditional Special going to take place Saturday night. We'll have our Samarepa Family Women's Traditional Special during dinner break. And I believe I'm going to try and get our Saturday afternoon done a little quicker, because then we're going to have an exhibition of some Machica dancers, some Danza, with our friends and relatives from down in the South that come and showcase their dance style that's going out with the part of the special and stuff with our outgoing senior warrior. So that's going to be a lot of awesome stuff going on there. And then so on, we're going to move back to Sunday, and, you know, we're going to start grand entry. At least I want to get at 12 p.m. as close as I can, so that way we can get everything done and get everyone contested in and out. We'll have a couple little fun specials. I believe this Conscient family is going to be doing a hat and boot teen dance special with a golden age and a child. And then our Restoration Powwow Committee is going to be going and doing a Three Generations Team Dance Special. So that's going to, you know, incorporate, you know, three generations in your family. It don't have to be the same. It could be male, 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 female, 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 mix it up or whatever, from great-grands, great-greats, and so on and so forth. And also, you know, going on during the weekend for Saturday and Sunday as well, we have our co-ed softball tournament that's being put on. That's always at Sphinx Park. So if anyone's trying to get a last-minute team in or anything, get a hold of Kenita Benson on Facebook or on her phone number. I believe they have the flyers out, but we'll end up our tribal pages will probably share them out to let everyone get the word out too. And for all you parade goers that are going to be coming to the parade, please make sure you get your applications in as soon as you can, so that way our people can be able to get you all lined up properly so we don't get lost. And then I don't wink who the heck you are. Ah.
When's the deadline to get the application?
We want to try and get them in at least by Thursday, Friday next week. And because the parade will start. But if you end up missing it or whatever, it's totally okay. You'll just be put at the back of the line. But yeah, we just want to make sure we're a little more organized this year, so that way we ain't going back and forth trying to figure out who's who. We had a couple hiccups the last couple years, but luckily, you know, just yapping my jibs so much that I just had to wing everything at the top of my head and be like, oh yeah, it's so and so.
Because you're on the sidewalk giving the MC the play-by-play.
Yeah. Voluntold. Or I'd be in the parade looking all resolicious. Yeah.
So what about Sunday? Did we wrap that up too? Did we give everything we need to let people know?
I think that's about it for, yeah. It's a main ordeal, just usually the powwow that goes on. But, you know, we always have a lot of festivities that go on. And if people are wondering, you know, the whole meaning behind Restoration Celebration or everything, you know, to our new goers or to our new enrollees that don't know much, you know, back in 1954, the Klamath Tribes was terminated as a federally recognized tribe. And, you know, we were finally restored and got a recognition back in 1986 from a lot of our elders and a lot of our ancestors that have passed on that have fought long and hard to be able to get us reestablished back. And that's the reason why we call it the Restoration Celebration, as I believe it was that we had our thing signed back in that fourth weekend of August in 1986. And so, you know, just every year we go and, you know, we honor those that fought so hard to be able to be where we are today, to be reestablished, to be indigenous, to be Aukskini, Modokni, Numu, you know, to be able to continue on. And then, you know, this year we have every year we try and do a theme for the powwow. And this year we just wanted to, we called the theme Celebration of Generations, you know, to that way, because we're getting close. It's our 29th annual. Next year it's going to be our 30th. And so we want to try to kick things off a little bit more and get prepared for next year. And, you know, just wanted to honor the generations before us and the generations to come.
Very good. What about vendors? How are we looking there?
I believe we're going to be pretty packed is what I'm hearing, but I'm not too sure. And so, yeah, listen up to all you vendors that are coming. Make sure you guys get your paperwork in as soon as you can. And your payments as well. You can come and you can make sure to reach Sharice Rich via her cell phone or the email. And if not, you can come to the administration office and we'll get you all squared away. But if you can't get all that done before then, they said, I believe on the application, it's okay. You can pay the day of and get your papers in. If you don't have a paper, we'll make sure to have some papers on standby. Yeah, food vendors, craft vendors. It's going to be a lot of awesome crafts going on. So I want to encourage all of our community members, native and non-native, in our surrounding areas, come on out here to good old Chiloquin, Oregon. Yeah, come celebrate with us. Come buy some awesome food. We got a lot of awesome vendors coming in, food vendors that I know of. Oh, I got a couple go-tos that I'll be disappearing to. So if you guys don't see me on the microphone, that's why. I'm probably out back praying to Sky Daddy in a delicious Indian taco or some fried bread bites. Yeah. But we'll be giving some shout-outs there. So, yeah, I encourage a lot of you vendors, come on out. Come check it out. A lot of our spectators come and patronize our vendors. You know, a lot of awesome crafts from handmade to pre-made, I guess you would say, kind of in a sense. Yeah.
And what about the camping? What's the process for somebody to get a campsite?
I guess we're usually a lot of our camping, since our area, it's going to be the same area. We just go find a spot out back next to our little next to our little ridgeline on the other side of the powwow grounds. Because we've got such a small area, but we want to try and make sure to keep everyone as close as possible on the grassy areas and whatnot, or at least a little bit close to the grass areas. So that way we still have accommodations to be able to get all of our canopies and stuff up for the weekend. But our camping is always going to be free. It's dry camping. You know, we don't want to try and burn the whole place up. Shower-wise, we're working with the travel center to see if we could get a little passes or a little cheap deal for like $5 or whatever for the whole family to go and shower up. But, yep, definitely dry camping for everyone.
That would be at the travel center shower facility.
Yep.
Great. Excellent. Henry Rondo with the rundown today of the Restoration Celebration annual event this year, the 22nd, 23rd, and 24th, coming up next weekend.
Hope to see you all there. If you're not, the spirits are going to haunt you. Yeah.